812 at AM 930 WEOL. And on the line this morning, we're joined by Janet Haar from Oberlin Business Partnership. We talk a lot of different things happening in Oberlin with her. This time around, it's about the 2019 LeaderCast Women event. Janet, good morning.
Good morning.
So you have this coming up on Thursday, October 24th over at the New Russia Township Lodge. Sort of in-person leaders and then video screen leaders. Talk about how this event works on the 24th.
On the 24th, we'll be bringing hopefully about 250 women together to network and learn and to share their Take Courage journey. So the thing this year is Take Courage. The way it works, this year our panel is Charlotte Ray from the president of Mercy Ellen Hospital, Stephanie Weyer-Smith, the president and CEO of the Lorain County Health and Dentistry, Dr. Rebecca Stark, the president of Cleveland Clinic Avon Hospital, and Dr. Christy Sink, the president of University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. If you've noticed something about them, they're all women. They're all the presidents and CEOs of Lorain County Hospitals. And they're going to tell us about their Take Courage journey, what it took to get them to where they are today. And then the video part, we have five speakers who were on the stage in Atlanta, and they're going to tell us again about their Take Courage journey and help us understand ways that we can begin to take courage.
Janet, this is the third annual program. What was it that made you get involved at the get-go?
We looked around, especially around Lorain County, and we saw all of the women who held positions of authority and who were doing such good work. And then we also saw a lot of women who were struggling and women who were trying to decide what their future might be like. We talked to young women ages 16 to 21 to try to assess where they were coming from. And what we decided is that we all need somebody to look up to. We all need someone who has been there, done that, so that we can talk to them. And sometimes we just need somebody to hold our hand. And we thought that if we provided that mentoring capability along the way, that what we would do is that we would help, especially Lorain County, develop leaders worth following and leaders that could help us grow all of the activities and events in Lorain County.
Do men attend this event?
Yes. Last year, we actually had two men attend. and one of the men stood up at the end and said, I don't know why more men don't come to this, because it's the best thing I've ever been to. We actually promote the event mostly to women because we understand that many of the women who especially have grown up in a corporate environment have grown up being the only woman or one of just a few women in that environment and sometimes don't feel that they can share and talk openly. So we are also trying to provide an open environment. However, we also encourage any man who wants to come to come.
And I think, too, I can't remember a time where you've had four women in key leadership positions in hospital groups in this county. Do you?
No, we do not. Last year we had Dr. Carmen Embar and Marsha Ballinger, our two heads of two colleges in Lorain County. And this year we thought, oh, my goodness, how can we top that or how can we match that? And then someone said, well, look at our hospitals. We have four women leaders. And we went, okay.
When you hear their stories, is there a common theme with them? Have you, over these couple of years, or even the ones that might be coming up? Or do you see that really it becomes a unique story for everyone, so no matter who's there, they can find a piece or part of that journey to apply to themselves?
I think you've hit it on the head. This year's theme is Take Courage. And courage, when you think of courage, you think of the firefighters and the policemen and the soldiers. But what this year says is that courage is not the absence of fear. It's going ahead in spite of fear. And I think that resonates with all of us. At one point in time, all of us have had a time where we have thought, oh, gee, I just can't do this anymore, or I'm not going to take this journey. And what these women are doing this year is sharing their Take Courage journey, so inspiring us in spite of ourselves to go forward. So I think that fits everyone.
When people leave this event, what do you hope to take with you, or how do they further what they've acquired from being there?
Well, just from the fact that we are having over 200 women there, and there are women that they can meet and talk to, we're hoping new connections will be made, and we have found in the last 2 years that has actually happened. So new connections that sometimes are mentors, sometimes are resources, sometimes are just someone that I can talk to when I and now we have something in common because we attended this event and we were inspired by it. And we have seen that happen. Many of the people who have already registered to come are people who've been actually the last 2 years because they found it beneficial.
Again, this is coming up on Thursday, October 24th at the New Russia Township Lodge in Oberlin. It is the Oberlin Business Partnerships LeaderCast Women event. How do people get up to sign up for this event?
It's really simple. If you just go online to oberlin.org, you'll get to our homepage, and right on our homepage, there's a link to register. So oberlin.org. The day starts at, the program starts at 9. We're asking people to come register around 8:15. Breakfast is included, lunch is included, snack is included.
I see you're also looking at the youth. You talk about a youth table or hoping to get some percentage that's of a younger demographic. Explain kind of how that works and really what you hope to accomplish there.
Yes. So our goal is to have at least 10% of the audience as youth between the ages of 16 and 21. And the reason for that is this is a period in the life or lives of youth that they're really looking to try to figure out what to do and how to do something. And with all these women in the room that they can actually meet and talk to, again, some of them will become mentors, some of them will become resources, some of them will become just people that they can talk to. And we have found in the last couple of years that that really works.
Many of those in that age group also are very influential, or I should say impressionable, so that if there is some sort of negative connotation that's put on them for some career path or some idea, sometimes that really sticks on them, and this is a way to give them better support during that time period, I think.
Right. But so between the actually 9 women that we're going to have telling their story that day, something will resonate with these young people. And with time at each table to talk, so we're building in networking and discussion time at each table, they're going to hear the women that were there also talk about it. So it will definitely make a difference.
Again, oberlin.org is the place to go for more information about the Oberlin Business Partnerships LeaderCast Women event coming up on October 24th. Janet, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us share.
Janet Haar joining us from Oberlin Business Partnership.